Welcome everybody to Shaar HaBitachin Part 5. Today, I want to focus on the last few words of Perek Aleph, of Chapter 1 in Shaar HaBitachin, where the Chovos HaLevavos tells us that trusting in Hashem means that we need to believe that Hashem will keep everything that He promised us. But then, He takes it a step further. He says, V'yachshov olov atoiv, v'ameh shaloi hisnaloi. That Hashem will do good for you even with something that He did not stipulate for you. V'loi orei vaseu, and He did not take responsibility to do, He will still do kindness even though He never said that He would. What does this mean? So the Marpei LeNefesh, Reb Rifal, one of the commentaries on Chovos HaLevavos, he explains that in order for us to have true bitachon, we need to believe that Hashem will do good for us even if we don't necessarily deserve it. Why? Because if I only trust in Hashem that it'll do good for me when I deserve it, when I've done good things, Hashem will, so to speak, reward me, then a person will never have bitachon, because you'll be constantly worried, maybe I don't deserve that good things should happen to me. Maybe I've sinned and I don't remember. Maybe I've done something wrong and I didn't realize. So you'll never have true menuchas nefesh apiteach. You'll never be calm, you'll never be serene, you'll never fully trust in Hashem, because you constantly be doubting yourself if you deserve it or not. Comes the Chovos HaLevavos, according to the way the Marpei LeNefesh explains it, and tells us that Hashem will do things for us even if we don't deserve it, even if He did not take responsibility, meaning even if we don't do things to earn it, nevertheless we need to trust that Hashem will do good for us. The question on this idea is a great one. We know that one of the fundamentals of our faith, one of the 13 principles of faith that the Rambam describes, is the idea of schar ve'oinish, the idea of reward and punishment. Now's not the time to get into the idea of suffering and why innocent people suffer, but the concept of Hashem causing bad things to happen to people, at least sometimes, as a result of a punishment, is definitely a fundamental of our faith. There are consequences to our actions. We don't just do things and nothing happens. When we do something wrong, we get punished. And when we do something right, we get rewarded. So on what basis exactly am I to have bitachin that Hashem will do good even if I don't deserve it? Whatever happened to the idea of punishment? Whatever happened to the idea that I need to earn reward? Isn't that such a fundamental idea? So the Lubavitcher Rebbe explains a phenomenal idea, and it really gets into the concept that bitachin is not simple. It's not easy. Because bitachin doesn't only mean that you believe that Hashem is merciful and that Hashem controls everything, and therefore everything comes from Hashem. It's not just a simple belief. Bitachin is an active avoida. It's an active service on our part. In other words, it's something which we need to do. It's something which we need to work on. It's something which is very difficult, which is what? That we need to totally give over our entire life in the hands of Hashem. It's not just a simple belief. It's, as we said, an active surrender. Based on the pasuk, Hashlech, like we quoted in the very first audio, Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha. We need to throw on Hashem our burden. We need to give and surrender our troubles and our worries to Hashem. This is a difficult thing to do. Therefore, when someone does this, even if without having the bitachon, perhaps they weren't worthy of Hashem taking care of them, but because you went through this process of bitachon, because you worked on yourself, because you did such a difficult thing to give over your life to God, to give over your life to Hashem in such a way that now you're totally calm and you're totally relying on Hashem, that itself, the consequence of that is that Hashem does good with you. In other words, it's not unearned. If bitachon would just mean that we believe that Hashem gives us unconditionally, no matter if we deserve it, no matter if we don't deserve it, then that would be unearned reward. But that's not what bitachon is. Bitachon is difficult. Bitachon is hard. Bitachon is work. We need to work on ourselves. We need to give over our entire life to Hashem. We need to give up our worries. We need to surrender to Hashem's will. Surrender ourselves in Hashem's hands. When as a result of that, Hashem does good to us and Hashem takes care of us, that's not unearned, it's very earned. We've worked so hard to give, we've worked so hard to give ourselves over to Him, that as a the consequence of that, we're so deeply connected to Him through us giving ourselves over to Him, that Hashem in return makes sure that it all works out for the best, and He takes care of us in the best possible outcome. Have a wonderful day.